Thank you for calling XPL. My name is Michelle. How can I help you today?
Hey, this is Antoine. I've got a work order number for you.
Okay, you can go ahead with the order number.
072, B as in boy, 7830.
Thank you. Going to place you on warm repo. I'll go ahead and locate it.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for the help. Could you verify the customer's name and address?
Lisa Omavuezi, 22623 Alexandrine Street, Dearborn, Michigan, 48124.
Thank you. This is an installation of a cooktop?
Yes.
How can I help you today?
This is going to be unable to complete. I've been told to go ahead and ask you for a pre-measure SKU because it didn't fit. I actually filled out a pre-measure form for him to take back to the store and, you know, choose better. What happened was the store home advisor guy came and did the little ole where they just measure the top of the unit and they don't pull it out. And then he ordered based on it. Oh, it's a 30, and ordered it. And they all don't work that way. You gotta actually pull it out and measure the hole. So this hole is 27 1/8. His unit needed 28 1/4. So it's a little slightly over an inch too small for the unit that was selected. So it's going back to the doc, and he's going to go down there today with the pre-measure in hand, and they're going to reselect.
Okay. Did you say that the hole was 27 1/8
yeah.
inches?
Uh-huh. Across, wide, you know. The depth was fine. The depth was wide enough to get it in, but the width wasn't. He needed 28 1/4 to get that unit in.
And you stated that it was an inch too small?
Yes, the hole is an inch and maybe 1 1/8 too small. Too narrow. I'm going to post the pre-measure in with the measurements. I'm going to post it in DMS so they'll be able to see it.
Okay. I'm going to place you on one repo where I reach out to the customer to verify, and I'll go ahead and reach out to DOD for that breach code and go ahead and add that trip charge for you.
Okay.
Okay, one moment.
Mm-hmm.